And now, the Now Show.
Hello and welcome to the Now Show.
Or if you're listening to the repeat on Tuesday, the Then Show.
Or if you're listening to the smash hit BBC Radio Collection compilation, the 18 or so months ago show.
Or if you're listening to a Radio 4 archive series in the year 2048, the really very long time ago show.
Or if you're listening in a far distant civilization who have just picked up this signal light years from now, the you're really not going to get many of these references show.
Or if you're listening...
Go on then. Just try and come up with another one.
Welcome to the Now Show.
Yes, time is cyclical. I'm Steve Punt.
And I'm Hugh Dennis.
And there is no BBC radio cassette of this show. But that could all change after this song.
First I had a pie. I wasn't satisfied. Then spare ribs and chips with dumplings on the side. I had Monster Munch for breakfast. And drank lard instead of tea. I got harpooned by Norwegians when I went swimming in the sea. I'm Helmut Kohl. I'm out the door. Well, I would be, but I can't fit through it anymore. I know all the Pizza Huts, and I'll show you I've got guts. I use a corset so I can force it into a vest the size of Dorset. I'm Helmut Kohl. Pass me that roll. I lost the poll, but I don't mind, and now I'm on the dole. You know, I spent so many nights just wondering, who ate all the pies?
You fat chancellor, you fat chancellor, you ate all the pies!
Bossman and Quanti.
These days we have so many hurricanes, we have to name them. Meteorologists choose names by going through the alphabet. Currently they're up to G. And in August, there's always a big rush for the new hurricanes. The latest is Hurricane Georges, the first hurricane named after a French waiter.
You see, we all thought it was called Hurricane George, but as soon as it started doing any damage, the Americans started calling it Georges, with an S, and a poncy French accent to show it was a dirty immigrant.
Americans, of course, are infinitely more stupid than we are. During the bad weather caused by El Nino, now this is true, Americans made angry phone calls to a man called Al Nino. Just to be on the safe side, Hurricane Higgins has gone into hiding.
I, Alex Higgins, apologise for laying waste to Florida. I have had a lot of Guinness.
Modern weather is apparently due to the greenhouse effect. We have here the British greenhouse effect. Cold and damp, with heavy rain due to a leaky roof, and it's full of mildew, dirty magazines. And then there's global warming.
See also this summer. What global warming? The weather this summer was crap. I spent my holiday in Margate, and it was like being an extra in Saving Private Ryan.
Yes, Saving Private Ryan. A classic example of what happens if you let the Germans get on the beach before you do.
Actually, in Britain, we don't worry about global warming. We just blame Michael Fish for everything.
I, Michael Fish, apologise for the hurricane. I'd had a lot of Guinness.
What is it about weathermen? I mean, the weather in itself is fairly exciting. I mean, it inspired the gladiators. Lightning, storm, fog. But weathermen are so dull.
Well, a cold front is coming over Kent, and there's a 100% chance of rain in Yorkshire. And if you live in Wales, you're asking for it.
And weather girls aren't much better.
A cold front's coming over Kent, there's a 100% chance of rain in Yorkshire, and if you live in Wales, you're asking for it. I've got lovely hair.
This week, Mensa's been in the news a lot. Mensa, the club for brainy people who feel the need to communicate with other equally brainy people. It's a kind of intellectual mafia.
Okay, Jimmy, you gotta talk.
I won't.
I've had enough, you know. You talk, I'll make you an offer you can't understand.
No!
Now look, Jimmy, it's simple. A has a wheelbarrow capable of carrying 6 tons of oil. B's wheelbarrow can carry 8 tons of oil, but it has no wheel. What you gonna do? If X equals the speed of A's barrow and R is the distance between Y and Z, where do you hide the money?
I won't tell! I won't tell!
Okay, tomorrow when you wake up, you're going to find Magnus Magnusson's head in your bed.
Apparently, Mensa is now split into two. Mensa and a splinter group.
I already belong to a Mensa splinter group. I tried to join the proper one, but I'd put on too much weight. So I had to join another group. Immensa.
The thing I've never understood about Mensa, speaking as a classical scholar, is that they take their name from the Latin word for table. It's not the brainiest of things, is it? A table.
Well, maybe it's from the Latin phrase mens sana in corpore sanum, a healthy mind in a healthy body. Mens sana, Mensa.
You see, I always thought Mensa was a gay rights group. Mens sauna in corpore sanum. That's a healthy body in a steam room.
Perhaps at least the new Mensa will be less elitist, more concerned with broadening its appeal, more easy to get into.
New Mensa test. Please write your name at the top of the paper. Congratulations, you passed with full marks. Welcome to new Mensa.
Please enclose £40. Aren't you clever?
Dan and Nick.
Downing Street Zoo, there are certain bears who go to wine bars at night,
only talking sound bites.
Hey, we're almost on the right,
so don't yell. Help, help, here come the Blairs. Help, help, here come the Blairs. Help, help, here come the Blairs. Help, it's the Blair Bear Bunch.
And now, fellow bears, I say unto you, we must practice zero tolerance.
Well, say, Blair Bear, what do you mean by zero...
Oh, shut up.
What's going on here, Blair Bear?
Come in, Mr. Peevely, sir. Cappuccino?
Don't give me that, Blair. You're up to something. I found this in the woods.
Well, we are all committed to downsizing our digestive output.
I'm warning you, Blair, I'm going to be on the lookout for this stuff from now on.
Well, perhaps you'd be interested in our job seeker's allowance.
Blair, I know you bears are up to something. Have you been out stealing honey?
Well, let's look at the facts. After a lengthy consultation
yeah,
process...
Yeah, with who?
With me. we've introduced our new honey initiative. You see, the way forward is not to give the bears on the street enormous honey handouts. No, we retrain them as bees, so, you know, they can make their own honey.
What's this?
Ooh, ooh, Mr. Peevely, champagne.
Are you trying to look cool to the electorate, Blair?
No, not at all.
Oh, no, look, Grizzly.
Yes, it's Claire Short.
The Now Show.
A few months ago, I turned on the TV to be confronted by a trailer for World in Action. Now, call me nostalgic, but World in Action was cutting edge. Well, it wasn't actually cutting edge. Cutting edge was cutting edge and still is, but you know what I mean. World in Action was gun running to Nicaragua, police corruption, nuclear cover-ups, death on the rock. What would it be this time? An urgent voice told all.
Every year, thousands of children...
experiment with drugs? Commit suicide?
Buy swimming badges.
Buy swimming badges.
This week, we expose where the money really goes.
Uh-huh.
The great swimming badge scandal, tonight on World in Action.
What has happened to the TV documentary? Last week's Neighbours at War contained the phrase, the worst example of hedge abuse in Britain. What is hedge abuse, you ask? Well, it's growing your hedge deliberately high to annoy people. Now, I'd be a bit miffed if my local paper bothered with a story headlined, Man Grows Big Hedge. But this was primetime TV.
It was quite good, though.
It was good, actually. And it was a big hedge. Big hedge. The car documentaries, though, are even worse. People learning to drive, people driving badly on motorways, people parking badly. It seems there is nothing to do with cars that we won't watch.
Tonight on Carlton, Martin Brundle presents an hour-long special. The world's worst three-point turns. Incredible footage, most of it bought in cheap from America and time-coded about 5 years ago, of people doing not very good three-point turns.
So join me. Join me, Martin Brundle, for an hour of unbelievable handbrake control and poor steering lock judgment. Thrills, gasps and several small dents in the side of the bumper. Tonight, 8:30.
To come back to the swimming badge scandal, though...
It got to you, didn't it?
It did, because the really scandalous thing about swimming badges wasn't even covered, because it's got nothing to do with how much they cost, but why you have to flail around in a swimming pool in pyjamas in order to get one. How many people are going to roll over in their sleep into a swimming pool?
Well, I actually think you're being very cynical. I think if a few more people had swimming badges, the end of Titanic could have been so different. Remember, Rose, together, forever.
Oh, Jack.
Oh, Rose, it's cold.
We're not gonna die.
No. Well, you might. I have a swimming badge.
Tonight on Carlton, Martin Brundle presents a two-hour special. The world's worst slight splashes of petrol on the forecourt while getting your filler cap back on disasters. Incredible footage, almost all of it bought in from America and time-coded about 5 years ago, of motorists struggling for several seconds to get their filler caps back on, while small splashes of potentially lethal petrol drip onto the forecourt or even the motorist's trousers.
So join me, Martin Brundle, for 2 hours of service station thrills as the forecourt cameras catch the unbelievable filler cap carnage. Tonight, 8:30.
And there's no sign of any end to the craze for docu-soaps either. See the cruise, the shop, estate agents, health farm, fraud squad, hotels, lakesiders, pleasure beach. All of them making stars out of ordinary people. But the trouble is, sometimes those two things just aren't compatible.
Last week on MI5ers, Neil was excited after being assigned to go undercover with the Russian mafia. Louise was getting ready to interrogate her Libyan terrorist suspect, and David was under suspicion of passing secrets to a foreign power. This week, they're all dead. So here's Dad's army. And now, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the man who would not be king, or indeed any other position that was designated by heredity, Mr. Alan Parker, urban warrior!
Kicking it down, vibes, no damage on your side, respect, etc. Hello, basically. Yeah. Alan Parker, urban warrior. Anyone here see the Labour Party conference? Right. Anyone here ever felt totally alone? Just have a show of hands. Just you, mate, there. Right. Never mind. We're born alone. We die alone. Can't get a loan from a bank, though. Yeah. I watched the Labour Party conference out of duty. Obviously not for entertainment. For duty. I'm keeping an eye on Tony Blair. I'm waiting for him to grow a moustache so we can see what he really is. Yeah. Don't clap. You betray your roots, bourgeois fascist, middle class Nazi fascist. Clapping, they think they're at the opera. Thanks anyway. Yeah. Tony Blair, or Tony Blair. Clever sounds, cheers, as I call him. He's going on about nicking car radios. And okay, theft is wrong, but so's advertising, you know? I mean, car radios as well. It's not like it's a person's radio, it's a car's radio. It's the property of property. The property's theft in the first place. So that's two, three wrongs probably make a right. Yeah. Anyway, thing is, right, who are these people nicking car radios? They're idiots. Because by the time you nicked a radio, you could have nicked the car. People are getting off lightly. And it's only by the theft of these car radios that keeps the prices of second-hand car stereos to acceptable levels.
Hunt and Dennis.
Now, linking seamlessly, there was it was actually an agricultural story in The Guardian, well, all the papers this week, about Dartmoor ponies.
Oh.
What is a Dartmoor pony? Is it an ordinary pony that's fallen into a life of crime?
Robbed a sub post office or something?
Hand over all the sugar lumps.
Mm. And some carrots if you got them. But I'm drifting off the point, which is that Dartmoor ponies are worth so little that they're being sold to zoos to feed the lions. Oh. Yeah, as a snack, presumably. There's very little meat on a Dartmoor pony. You can probably tell the lions it's horse. Fun size.
There's Lynham, Lynham, Lynham. He likes to wine and dine them and get them on his grandstand rawhide. He likes to do some heaving about six times every evening. He's in the box, but he likes to play offside. Get him off.
Get it in.
Get it out.
Get him on.
Ding-a-ling.
Ding-a-long.
Rawhide. Get it up.
Get him out.
Get it on.
Get her off.
Let it out.
Pull it back.
Rawhide.
Yeehaw.
Tonight on Carlton, Martin Brundle presents a four-hour special. The world's funniest, driving into a car park and stopping not quite close enough to the ticket machine, so you have to sort of really lean out of the window disasters. Hilarious video footage, quite a lot of it already shown on other hilarious footage shows, of motorists leaning out of their windows and just not quite being able to reach their ticket. One of the motorists has a dog in the back who sort of looks like he's trying to give advice. Make a date.
So join me, Martin Brundle, for 4 hours of inaccurate car width judgment and ticket-taking rib ticklers. How easy is this job? And talking of Martin Brundle, how annoying is it to have to watch live Grand Prix races on ITV? Every single race, it's the same.
And so, with the Hakkinen in the lead, the gap holding steady at 3.6 seconds, race order remains the same as for the last 18 laps, and it's time to go to a break.
And cue the commercials. Oh, my God, Murray, look.
This is unbelievable. Hakkinen spun off into the gravel and taken Schumacher with him, but he's bounced back and taken off Alesi, whose car pirouettes into the air, spins and explodes in a spectacular fireball. And here comes Damon Hill, and following him are Denise Salo, Dick Dastardly and Professor Pat Bending in the converter car.
No, Murray, that's the Ant Hill mob.
And now Coulthard is challenging Wurz to a duel. Wurz has chosen pistols, and Michael Schumacher is attacking Hakkinen with a broken bottle. This is incredible. But here comes a steward, and it's all being sorted out, and the debris is cleared from the track. Hakkinen is back in the spare car, and as you rejoin us here, race order is exactly the same as before the break.
The Now Show.
Postmodern Pat, postmodern Pat, postmodern Pat wears an ethnic hat. He's ironically self-referential. He fancies Ruthie Henschel. He watches football, but he drinks French wine.
It's a lovely day in Islington, and postmodern Pat has finished work delivering letters. Oh, look, there he goes, off to hang with the guys down at Shea Paddy, the Irish-themed bistro.
Where can the guys be?
Wonders Pat. Oh, there they are in the corner, combing the tapas from their goatee beards.
All right, guys,
says Pat.
All right, Pat, innit, innit,
say the guys, wishing they were black.
Who's that bird next to Julian?
Wonders Pat.
This is my new chick, man,
says Julian, introducing an orange anorexic girl.
Safe, man, my name's Pat,
says Pat.
All right, my name's Tanya,
says the girl.
What do you do, man?
I'm feisty and I drink beer and I like football and I flash my knockers.
Says the new ladette.
Can I get you a drink, Bigorra, to be sure?
Says Paddy, the owner of the bistro.
What Belgian beers have you got, man? Want that one with the funky little vibe about it, you know? Yeah, the gow lighter, please.
Yeah, you're the fun at all, yeah. Oh, did you see Match of the Day, man?
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, it was fat, man. It was fat. Jimmy Hill, though, man. I mean, it's like, hello. Yeah. I mean, he talks such rubbish, man. Yeah. I mean, what is he on about,
yeah,
man?
I think it's like football.
Oh, right.
Says Pat. Well, it's time for us to go. Goodbye, Pat.
Easy now.
Goodbye, guys.
Later, man. Solid, man. Solid. Yeah.
Postmodern Pat, postmodern Pat, postmodern Pat and his feminist cat. He discusses Tarantino and irony in the Beano and reads Umberto Eco on the toilet.
Now, of course, many would say that docu-soaps, and indeed swimming bad scandals, are aspects of dumbing down. We hear a lot about dumbing down, but what is dumbing down?
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't it the seemingly inevitable tendency of the mass media to reduce the level of acquired skills needed for sensitivity to cultural transmission?
That's dumbing down to you and me. Of course, we mustn't confuse. We mustn't confuse dumbing down with merely making things accessible. The Americans are way ahead of us on this. Take Shakespeare. They made a highly successful film out of Romeo and Juliet by the simple means of cutting out 9/10 of the words. On cable cartoon channels in the US, you can now see Hanna-Barbera Shakespeare, the works of the bard, but performed by your cartoon favourites. Scooby-Doo is the Prince of Denmark.
Hamlet, I am thy father's spirit, doomed for an eternal term to walk the night.
Yikes! A ghost! Reggie! Horatio!
Top Cat is Richard III.
Horse, a horse, my kingdom for a horse. Quick, you guys, one of you find me a horse. Brain, look on the west side.
Okay.
Choo-choo, look on the north side.
Okay, TC.
And hurry, hurry, hurry before Officer Dibble, I am slain.
But even this is fighting a losing battle. The constant diet of real people, chat shows and docu-soaps mean that soon our ability to follow fiction will have gone. The only way to get people interested in classic literature will be not just to adapt it for television, we'll have to adapt it for daytime television.
Hi there, I'm Charlie Dickens and this is The Dickens Show. Today, Great Expectations. Have you ever been led on? Has someone held out the promise of a relationship and then kept you at arm's length? Let's talk to Pip.
Sure. I met a girl called Estella.
Pip, frightened as a child by convict in graveyard.
And I just felt terrible about it.
Well, Pip, what you don't know is that she's listening backstage. The woman who ruined your life, Estella, come on in.
Estella, her guardian was stood up at own wedding.
It wasn't my fault. My guardian was engaged to be married, okay? And this guy, okay, just left her at the altar, okay? Shame on him.
Well, a lot of the audience are agreeing with you there, Estella. Now, your guardian is here somewhere over here, the lady in the moth-eaten wedding dress.
Why, I was over here, Charlie.
Miss Havisham, jilted at altar and gone a bit mental.
What I says, Charlie, is I want revenge. Revenge on all men. Revenge on my child's beauty. Revenge!
Okay, it's a point of view. But what do the experts think? Let's go over to educational psychologist and author of the bestsellers Flog Your Way to Awareness and Men Are From Mars, Women Are From the Bottommost Pit of Hell and the Very Devil Himself. Welcome, Professor Dotheboys.
Well, Shidder, tis a fine pickle, says I. This fellow Pippa, say, it seems to me that his self-esteem is very low, sir. Most low, and low esteem is a problem best served in one way. Aye, the rod, the cane. Let him be birds, sir, scours, let him squirm, let him wriggle, let his flesh be torn from his spine. Plus regular counselling.
Okay, so the solution is regular counselling.
And a flogging, sir.
Counselling and merciless flogging. That's roughly in line with current policy in the state of Texas. Okay, that wraps it up. Join us next week when we'll reunite Pip with the convict who scared him as a child. Plus, we'll be talking to Dombey and his delinquent son. See you again on the Charlie Dickens Show.
Alan Parker, urban warrior.
We should all stand together, united, like I have united you tonight. And it's not always easy trying to unite people, you know, especially if they don't like you. I'll tell you one time I was in this lift, it was very crowded. Suddenly this bloke in the corner pipes up and he goes, "Oi, who farted?" I said, "We all did." At some point in our lives. Let's not start apportioning blame for individual farting incidents, my friend, OK? And he said it was you, was it? Because he didn't understand. We've all got to stand together, whatever your race or your religion. If we all peeled off our skins, it'd be in agony, but small price to pay for world unity. Tony Blair says we should stand up and face the challenges of this country. That's one solution, but there is another one. We could run away. Come on, brothers and sisters, England is finished. Let's run for the hills. Basically, it's over. It's finished. We had an empire. We lost it. We are effectively the new Greeks. Just as the Greeks go round dishing out philosophy and kebabs around the world, we could dish out what England's given to the world. Some railways, a couple of diseases, the English language, and marmalade, of course. They could be our kebab. Finally, brothers and sisters, I've got a joke for you. What do you get? Nothing. Blame the government. Cheers. Good night.
Well, that's about it, except to say that, you know, there's something weird going on when Ronnie Barker comes back into the news, and the very same week, all the papers have the story of the man who had £50,000 worth of valuable cheese stolen.
Good evening. Police are hunting the cheese thieves. The operation was carefully planned right down to the Gouda way. Some of the cheese has been ricottered, but asked how much was unaccounted for, a spokesman said, still tons.
Asked who would steal cheese, he replied, I don't know, but they must be crackers. When we catch them, we'll give them rock four.
Well, that's it. I'm off down the Rat and Cheddar for 5 pints of Jarlsberg Export and then a quick trip down the Port Salut.
There now follows a sketch featuring a young lady with enormous double Gloucesters. Well, that's enough puns on this subject. I'm quite cheese bored, so it's good night from Bree.
And it's good night from us.
Good night.
The Now Show was hosted by Steve Punt and Hugh Dennis and starred Jane Busman, Dan Friedman, Simon Munnery, David Quantick and Nick Romero. It was developed by Bill Dare with producer Aled Evans.
Now at the same time next week.